USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
President Trump saying that yesterday about the so-called migrant caravan that's been heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. He said that as he left for a rally in Fort Myers. And then he said this at the rally.
I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
At that Florida rally, the president also said the 14th Amendment of the Constitution does not protect all birthright citizenship. He wants to revoke that right for illegal immigrants who have children after crossing the border. Despite continued Republican efforts to get rid of it, Americans can start buying health care from the so-called Obamacare marketplace starting today. It'll run for the next 6 weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
A dangerous storm system is bringing severe weather to 10 states from Louisiana to New York, with tornado and flood watches in effect from New Orleans and Jackson, Mississippi, up to Nashville and as far north as Buffalo, New York. Heavy rain expected in the Ohio Valley, and that'll bring the risk of flooding. Boston holds a victory parade for the world champion Red Sox yesterday, and at the rally that followed, manager Alex Cora told fans,
Your expectations are way up there, but one thing for sure, the same expectations you guys have, that group down there has it too, and that's what they're the world champs.
Meanwhile, a man is facing charges after he allegedly threw a can of beer during the parade that damaged the world championship trophy. About 1,500 Google workers, most of them women, are planning to walk off their jobs today to protest the way the company handles sexual harassment allegations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
More now on the latest controversial immigration proposal from President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship. Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea, saying the 14th Amendment is pretty clear. The president responding to Ryan, saying he knows nothing about birthright citizenship. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin.
A new study points to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds vets released from prison are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. Megyn Kelly wants to leave NBC without signing a non-disclosure agreement. That's according to sources who spoke to Fox News. Kelly wrote a tell-all book about her experiences at Fox when she left that network for NBC. This friend of hers says the news anchor is concerned about lies that they say NBC is spreading about Kelly. Kelly's show on NBC, Megyn Kelly Today, canceled this week after she made comments recently about white people appearing in blackface being acceptable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.